Welcome, everyone, to episode 30 of the Fast and Fabulous podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Montone. I'm a full-time mom, fasting coach, and podcaster. My entire adult life was always centered around losing weight and got exceptionally difficult after having children. I had tried everything: pills, shakes, wraps, counting calories, over-exercising. I was the ultimate yo-yo dieter until January 2020 when I discovered clean intermittent fasting. 3 years later, I'm down 50 plus pounds, but most importantly, I've been able to maintain a healthy weight and ditch diet brain for the first time in my adult life. So stop counting calories and stick with me, because we all have the power to lose weight and keep it off naturally. Best of all, it's absolutely free. Please remember to consult your physician before embarking on an intermittent fasting lifestyle. Also, please do not use any of the following information in place of medical advice. Are you new to the fasting world, jumping back in, or maybe just need help breaking through that old plateau? With all the knowledge and resources out there, it is okay to still need a bit of help. Did you know that I now offer coaching? Helping others find this freedom and setting them up for a lifetime of optimal health and wellness is my passion, and I want to help you. Please visit fastandfabulouspodcast.com to learn more. All right, fasting fam. I am so thrilled today to have Carol Kaysen on the show. Carol is joining us all the way from the United Kingdom, where she works in a sedentary job as a medical secretary. She's 58 years old and a single mom of two grown sons, ages 18 and 22. Carol had put on some weight after she split from her ex-husband and began having some medical issues. She looked into clean intermittent fasting and began in March of 2021 and really just embraced the clean fast straight away. Carol has been one meal a day ever since, and now it's just her way of life, and she absolutely loves it, not only because she's released 28 pounds, but she's had so many non-scale victories as well, some which honestly left me speechless. Carol says she will never ever stop clean fasting just for the health benefits alone. I'm so excited to have Carol Kaysen on with me this morning, joining me all the way from the UK. Carol, how are you today?
I'm great, thank you. It was so lovely to be here with you. I hope you're well today.
I am so awesome, and I am so, so excited to talk to you this morning. It's not very, you know, often that I get somebody from across the pond, so I'm very excited to speak with you, and I've been admittedly following your journey in the group, and I am so inspired by you, and I just know that your story is going to inspire so many people. So Carol, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on. So excited.
You're so welcome. So I start out with the same question I always do, and that is, how and when did you discover clean intermittent fasting?
Well, it was the end of February 2021.
Okay.
And a friend of mine from work said to me, you should really try intermittent fasting. And I had sort of dabbled, but not clean intermittent fasting. Mm-hmm. So I probably had all the wrong things drink wise. And I probably did it for like a day, but I was curious. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I decided to just search on intermittent fasting, and I figured there must be a group, and I happened to find Delay Don't Deny. That was the name of the original group.
Yes,
but it said you cannot join the group unless you've read the books. Mm-hmm. Fast, Feast, Repeat or Delay Don't Deny. Mm-hmm. So I ordered the books. I ordered both books. Okay. Wow. Well, I ordered Delay Don't Deny and I loved it, and I love the simplicity of it. Mm-hmm. And then I got into the group, and I also read Fast, Feast, Repeat. I read them both within days, okay? And I'd seen all this about OMAD, and I thought, no way could I do that. But anyway, but on reading the book, I loved how Jin wrote Like the first week you do 16:8, and then go. But I never ate breakfast. So I thought, I don't need to do that. So I did 16:8 for a day or two, and I straight away. And every day, what I did was I knocked an hour off, right? I knocked an hour off until I got to my comfort zone. I very quickly went to like, and I love the idea of the 19:5, how she said, it's OMAD, you could have like a starter, a main, and dessert within 5 hours, and that's one meal a day. I love that.
It's so flexible.
It's so flexible. But I quickly went to 20 hours very quickly within days.
So you started out slow, and then you kind of built on that when you first started.
Yeah.
By a little every day.
The first day or two, I did 16:8, then I did 17:7, then I did 18:6. I did it like that.
Okay, wonderful.
And until I found, and I got to 20, and I was pretty comfortable with 20 hours of fasting. And I just, the weight came off. I have had amazing non-scale victories, but I tend to do nowadays, and for quite a long time, I got to 22.2. That is my favorite thing, because I like to eat for, say, an hour and a half, one meal, but eat to complete satiety.
Right.
So I'll eat really as much as I want. I'll eat a dessert. And I'd rather, for me, it works to eat as much as I like within a small amount of time, because I find if my window's too big, I'll eat too much.
I hear that a lot. I do. My husband is the same exact way. And, you know, I know so many people that that's their sweet spot too. So 22.2 is where you are now-ish.
Yeah.
And you've been maintaining. How much weight have you lost to date?
I've lost about 2 stone.
Okay.
But I'm 5 foot nothing, right?
Right.
So every pound looks a lot.
Right.
So it's not like, I know there's many people in the group, and they've lost so much weight. But for me, being the height I am, I didn't feel good. I used to hate looking at pictures. I actually put on the weight after my divorce. Most people do it the other way, actually, don't they? But I put on the weight then.
Yeah.
Maybe it was anxiety, perhaps
stress.
A bit.
Yeah.
Stress. And I put on the weight then, but I wasn't happy with it. And I didn't like the way I looked. I didn't like the way I felt. And so in the beginning of COVID, I tried like Slimming World. And I liked that, but I didn't like the idea of all, they promote all the low fat, all the sweeteners. And that didn't gel well with me, because I know it's not healthy to have all those sweeteners.
Yeah.
So I was like looking for a different way. So my friend Ruth from work said, do this. And I went straight in. And I'm the sort of person, I'm all or nothing. I dive straight in. I dove straight in. I got the books. I read the books. I got the Audible. And then I went straight in.
I love that.
And I haven't looked back. And, you know, there's some, you know, I was on holiday in May, and I ate what I wanted. I ate lunch and dinner. I didn't stress. You know, some weekends, I'm out tomorrow day. I'll probably have lunch and dinner, you know, and snacks. But it doesn't matter, because, you know, it doesn't matter. I can eat what I like when I like. I can eat bags and bags of chocolate if I feel like it, and it makes no difference.
No, it's such freedom to have.
It's complete freedom.
You don't feel deprivation. Like you were talking about Slim World. I'm not really sure what that is. I'm going to guess it's kind of like our Weight Watchers.
Yeah, it's very similar.
Okay.
It's very similar.
Yeah. So I've done stuff like that. And I know so many people listening have. And like you were saying, it's just like a lot of counting calories, promoting low fat foods. And we know now that that's all rubbish. And
yeah,
it's absolutely just deprivation all the time.
Yes.
Just constant deprivation. And so now it's just so beautiful to be free. And every day doesn't look the same, does it?
No.
It's just so beautiful that you have the
It's
freedom.
amazing.
Yeah. So how long have you been? So it's like you've been in this world now for 2 years,
Yeah,
over 2 years.
over 2 years, but clean intermittent fasting. I don't have, and I only have black coffee. I only have black coffee and water, really.
Was that hard for you to switch to the black coffee? I know a lot of people
It
who
was
start
really
off
hard.
complaining.
I It was really hard. I like tea with milk. I like, the normal tea. I used to like things like chai latte and things like that.
Oh,
Oh,
yes. I love a good chai latte. And I used to back before I left.
iced coffee, they're so delicious, and they're delicious. But hey, I found putting the Himalayan salt in the coffee really, really good, and I sometimes still do. And what I think what helped me in the beginning was that I was the sort of person, I didn't eat breakfast, but I was the sort of person from the first, as soon as I put one mouthful of food in, even if it's the most tiniest thing, I'm hungry. That's it. But if I didn't eat, even before intermittent fasting, if I didn't eat till one, I wasn't hungry, but I would only get hungry when I put the first bit of food in. And how mad is that? And so
It's crazy, yeah.
it was perfect. It was perfect for me, this. It is perfect for me.
I'm so happy that it's working for you. You look fabulous. And I saw your before pictures. It's just a beautiful transformation, not just with your releasing of weight, it's just a health transformation. You can
Yes.
see that you've
My
gone
I have had
unwell to well.
yeah. I mean, it's definitely a healthy way with a side effect of losing weight, because
100%.
my gastro issues were so severe that I would never mind about the weight. I would never go back to eating all day because I had such bad problems.
I cannot relate to you more. I was the same way, same way.
Oh,
So
really?
I think a week in, I said the same thing. I said, even if I don't lose any weight at all, I'm never going to go back because my symptoms just cleared up within like a week or two. And
Yes.
it was insane. And I said,
It's insane.
I'm back. Why would you? So,
No.
I mean, and so you have children, grown children, correct?
I have 15-year-old and a 22-year-old.
Are they both still living at home with you?
Yeah, they're both with me.
So
Yeah.
how do they feel? I like talking about our families and stuff, and how
They
do they
are
feel
like,
about it?
I think they think I'm a bit crazy. I told my youngest, Ben, he's 18. He thinks you're crazy, dark shit. Thinks I'm crazy.
Oh, Ben.
But
Okay.
they are both very thin,
Yes.
naturally very thin. They can eat whatever they like, whenever they like. They have both have very, very high metabolism. They don't eat excessive.
How do your friends feel about it? Do you talk to your friends about it, or are you kind of
Oh,
close?
I tell everyone to do it.
Oh, good. You're a
I tell
sharer.
everyone to
I
do it.
love it. I love that.
And also, I wouldn't break my fast. I don't know what biscuits you have in the US, but we have this plain biscuit, like a rich tea.
Yeah.
Very plain.
Yes.
I wouldn't break if so they were giving those biscuits out at work or digestive, whatever. I wouldn't have it. I would not break my fast unless it's something special. Now, if it was coffee cake, I'd have it. I'd break my window for that.
Sure.
Or I would wrap it up and take it home for later, which I sometimes do that.
That's always a good
But
trick.
no,
Yeah.
it has to be worth it for me to do it.
Oh,
Otherwise, I
100%.
won't.
Has to be worth your time, you're worth your window.
Oh my God, yeah.
Gosh, it just does. And you kind of naturally get there. You don't just, it's not like you just start fasting and you gravitate towards better food. It's not like that. It's like you
No.
just a natural, you want to put good food into your body. And of
Yeah, you
course,
do.
yeah, you want the coffee cake sometimes, or you want the sweet sometimes. Some of us don't, but it really is just the freedom to have it.
Deserve
And
every
you
day.
too. Yeah, and
Yeah.
I feel very like satisfied at the end of the
I
day.
don't feel
Just
like
like,
I'm losing anything. So I'm not having breakfast. So at pre-fasting, I would have, say, breakfast of like maybe a healthy granola with fruit and then lunch sandwich. But I don't feel I'm missing anything. So now what I do is after my dinner, later, I have yogurt, full fat yogurt, and I chop up some apple and I put cinnamon in, mixed spice in, and I drizzle with honey for sweetness and sprinkle some granola on. So it's really delicious,
Sounds
but I'm
wonderful.
not me. That's the kind of thing I'd have for breakfast. And
Right.
believe me, a sandwich, I'm not missing at all. So I'm having everything I want to have, but in a place amount of time. It's so. And
So,
I think the main thing for me, and I do promote it, and I got one of my friends from work, I got her to do it, and she lost 20 kilos.
no, that's
Yeah.
amazing. Well,
I
great.
try, but you know, a lot of people say, oh, I can't not eat, I can't have black coffee, blah, 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 blah. But if you want to do it long enough, and I think for me, because of all my major gastro issues, I could never go back to that way of eating all day now.
No, me neither. It's the whole rest and digest. You know, let your
It really
digestive system rest. Your gastro
Yes.
issues, your inflammatory issues in your
Yes.
gastropath, I
Let
mean,
your body
they
rest.
clear
Yep.
up. It's amazing.
Yes.
It's wonderful. So, do you have the same timed window every day? I know you said you do two hours.
I mean, I work morning, so I used to eat in the afternoons because the house was quiet and it was nice time to eat.
I love that. Me too. Yeah.
But recently I've been pushing it a bit later. It's just how it's just so that I can get more things done in the afternoon, then I can relax and eat, you
It's just
know.
so cool how you can move it because and go with the
Yeah.
flow of life.
Totally. If I'm going out for lunch or I'm going out for dinner, I just work everything around it. It's fine. It's
Yeah.
completely fine. It's amazing. It's
Oh,
amazing.
gosh, I love it. I love it. So, are you mentioned Slim World,
Green world,
Slim World.
yeah.
Okay, sorry.
I did
Okay.
that for a few months.
What are some other things you tried before you discovered fasting?
So I'm not a big dieter, to be honest.
Okay.
I didn't really diet that much. I mean, years ago I did Weight Watchers for a short while before my wedding. I during my almost 20-year marriage, I didn't really have. I think I'm quite slim by nature. I'm not. I don't have real problems, but I was like. I was bigger than I am now, but I was happy with my weight. I ate quite generally, quite healthily. It was
Okay.
only after my split that I put on
Okay.
weight. I'm happy with it,
I got
you
you.
know.
Okay. So how let's talk about exercise. Do you exercise now? Were you exercising when you were losing?
So when I started in 2021, I was exercising. I was doing free weights at home and I
Okay.
was walking every day. I had this like 20, 30 minute routine at home with free weights. And I was also doing walking a lot. And then I got a bit lazy because all the weight fell off.
And you were
All the
like,
weight fell
what's,
off.
yeah.
Why do I need to exercise? So I walk my dog every day still.
That's exercise.
I
Walking is
know.
exercise.
I don't know. And I don't bother doing anything else because
If you feel good, that's all that
easy.
matters.
Yeah, great. I feel great. I feel the best I've felt
I
ever.
am the one, like I always say to people, you do what's best for you because what's best for somebody else isn't going to be best for you. Like if you feel good and you feel, energetic every day and the walk is, I mean, walking
Yeah.
is just, I
You know,
walked.
I'm such a gym rat. You know, when I was in my 20s, early 30s, I would say. I used to work in these firms which had gyms. Yeah. I used to go to the gym every single day, Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
You know, I was always, that was me. And I loved it. I really, really loved it.
Yeah.
You know, and then even after that, I would, and then I joined a gym and I might do, I'd do two classes. I'd do a high fitness and then a toning one after that. And I might even spend time in the gym as well. It was crazy. It was crazy. And now, it's just the freedom. I don't have to do that.
I love the simplicity because you went from having to spend all this time in the gym to just taking a simple walk every day is enough. It's such a testament that weight loss is not about working out till you're, you know, on the ground every day.
Well, I say you don't need to do all that exercise to lose weight.
No.
Also, I found years ago, I didn't really lose that much weight with the exercise. I don't think you do. I think you tone, but I don't think you lose.
No.
But that's what I think.
So, this is the way I am. Not a nutritionist. I'm not an expert or anything like that. But what I believe is that weight loss is about 80% of what you're eating and when you're eating. And the other 20% is movement. Any kind of movement, whether it's walking, you know, just anything at all, walking your dog, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, I used to spend just like you every day in the gym in my 20s. Now it's different. I do it for different reasons. I like the gym for different, totally different reasons now. It's more about my sanity than anything else.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
So, you know, exercise isn't the end all be all. And so I'm around a lot of people in the gym because I go and I always hear people complain that they're not losing weight. They're not losing weight. And I'm just you know, I'm not the type of person to like go and approach people in the gym. It's kind of a weird thing, but I just really want to just grab them and be like, it's not about just working out. Like, you have to eat well. You have to eat, you know, not all night. You can't eat in late into the night. And, you know, it's just.
That was me. I used to go out and come back late and just open the fridge and just snack.
Me too.
Just not. I wasn't even hungry. Instead of going straight to bed, it was crazy.
Yeah. I could totally relate. When I was pregnant with my sons, I would eat in the middle of the night all the time. So yeah, it's one of those things that it gives you control over these types of things, because I don't have that urge. I mean, I don't know if you do, but I don't have an urge to eat in the middle of the night anymore. Even if I get home late, I really don't.
No.
I'm like, oh,
I never do.
Wait till tomorrow when my window opens, you know, like,
I
can't imagine eating and then going to sleep. Like, that just, I can't.
No, I can't do it. I don't do that at all. I never do that now.
No.
I'd never consider doing that now.
Oh, gosh, no. I start to get nervous after a certain time. I'm like, I don't want to eat this late. You know, like, does it ever happen to you?
Yeah, I mean, at one time I wanted to I wanted to have the afternoon window and I wanted to close it as quickly as possible, you know.
Yeah, that's how, I mean, like, not every day, but some days I'm kind of rushing to close my window. And if not, you know, it is just
it's fine. I'm much more relaxed now.
I'm not going to stress.
I'm at a stage now, I'm very relaxed because I realize it doesn't really matter. Even if I have a week of 16, it doesn't matter because it just changes. You know, the weight doesn't go on. And I mean, I went through, actually recently, I went through a patch. I'd had a busy weekend and I'd not really fasted. I'd probably done 16:8, say, but it took me a few days to get back into it. And I carried on, I think. I couldn't go from 16:8 to 22:2 straight away. But now I'm back in it anyway. So
yeah, no, I mean, it's just a matter of building that little fasting muscle back
sometimes,
up.
Sometimes I don't need to build it up. I can go straight back into it. And sometimes I just need to build it up a bit.
And it's not, like, it's intentional fine. And you're not stressing about it. You're not like, okay, I only did 16:8 today and tomorrow I have to do this.
It doesn't matter because, it doesn't matter.
You're just like, okay, you're you you I call it intuitive fasting because you know
It
your
is.
body so well at this point.
Because some days that I feel, if I want to eat earlier, I will. If I'm tired, if I'm say I'm tired and I have a headache, I will eat early.
That is so important. I want to stop here and pause. Because when you're tired, if you get a bad night of sleep is so important. I prioritize sleep and I preach to everyone to prioritize your sleep, especially if you're a woman over 35. Prioritizing sleep is everything. So I want to stop and pause and give you a huge round of applause for listening to your body because sleep makes your cort not having sleep makes your cortisol go up. So the next day, you're going to be stressed. You're going to be hung more, way more hungry than you normally are. And breaking your fast because you're tired or you have a headache is okay. It's okay. It's fine. I feel like a lot of people try to like power through these moments sometimes, and it does more damage than good.
Yeah, because say last week or the week before, I wasn't sleeping well, and I had to eat. So I listened to my body. You have to eat.
You have
You know,
to.
if your body is saying, if you've got a headache, you're tired, you need to eat something, you have to listen to your body all the way.
It's super important to listen to the signs your body is trying to tell you sometimes that if it's a bad day, you've got a crappy night of sleep, you had a super stressful situation happen, anything, life happens. It open up your window early, give yourself grace. This is part of the process and part of this way of living is allowing yourself to just be kind to yourself. We're not kind enough to ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
100%.
so we talked a little earlier about non-scale victories, which is my 100% hands down favorite part of fasting. We
Of
talked a little
course.
bit about your gastro issues clearing up and how wonderful that is. Do you want to share anything else that you've experienced off the scale?
Okay, yeah, I'm happy to.
Okay.
So I was always bloated, but bloatedness was the least of it all. I had, and I think I had it for years. I'm trying to think, I don't even know when it started. Way before, over 30 years, say. I didn't even know I had it. It's a condition called EOE. Are you familiar with it?
I have no, I am not, no.
Okay, it's very, very similar to acid reflux, but way, way worse.
Oh gosh.
It's a condition of your esophagus. Basically, the eosinophils, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right, but they're white blood cells. They build up in your esophagus, which cause damage and inflammation, which cause trouble swallowing and food getting stuck in the throat. So I have this condition, right?
Okay.
And over the last few years, it used to happen now and again, and then it got more and more frequent. So I'd eat food and then end up being sick. Not
Oh,
because
man.
I'm bulimic or
Sure,
anything, but
sure.
so basically, I've had two endoscopies. I've had one before intermittent fasting in 2020
Okay.
and one about 2 months ago, right? So basically, the one in 2020, my throat was full of saliva. The whole throat was full of saliva. So every time I'm trying to swallow something, it's pushing back up, right?
Oh, that
So
sounds
it
terrible.
could even happen with soft pasta or bread or anything. Anyways, and then I had an endoscopy 2 months ago. My throat is completely clear.
What?
And the endoscopy is completely normal. I still have the condition, which is managed
Sure.
with intermittent fasting and omeprazole, but this has all gone.
That
And
is
that is phenomenal, isn't it?
my mind is absolutely blown because as you were telling me what EOE is, I realized that I believe my grandmother might have it. She doesn't because she's been having this issue. That is absolutely amazing. That's wow.
I mean, it's so well that I could never never mind about the weight, never mind if I lose another pound or even I gain a few pounds, I could never go back to eating all day because I'd end up being sick again all the time.
I mean, you're doing wonderfully now. Like, why would, of course. Why could you, why would you ever do that?
I'd never go back. I'd never go back. With, you know, I was on the omeprazole before. It's not, you know, that just helps manage it, but it was full of saliva. Mm. And that is just from food. That's from food.
Wow.
And acid pushing up.
Oh my gosh.
And because I fast, it gives the body enough time to digest it and,
yes,
and go down. It's the most important thing. It's the most amazing thing.
It really is. I mean, like, just the health benefits alone.
Totally.
I would say 90% of people come into this for weight loss, in my experience. But I would say the majority of us stick around for the health benefits.
Yes. And also, I was looking through my health records the other day, and I recalled that in 2017, I was pre-diabetic. I think I was pre-diabetic even before that. And so recently I had bloods done. Now, they took me by surprise and they didn't, and I hadn't not fasted for the 3 days. You know, the 3 days before you shouldn't fast.
Yeah.
The lipids were high. And I said, look, I said, I want to repeat it. I said, I fast and I shouldn't have fasted the 3 days. I want to repeat it because they were high.
Okay.
But I knew they were high. Mm-hmm. They weren't really, they shouldn't have really been high.
Right.
So they happened to repeat it and it was lower than it's ever been. It's literally the lowest it's ever been since I've been an adult.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So I'm not pre-diabetic anymore in the least. And my dad has high cholesterol, so I just used to presume, my dad's got high cholesterol, so I'm going to.
Right.
But no, I've reversed that. What do you say to people? I mean, like, there was recently a post on Facebook, and this woman said, "Oh, I'm diabetic, blah blah blah. I've got to go on medication." And I said, "Just fast and read the diabetes code by Jason Fung." I've read it.
Yes.
I don't even have to. I've read it. It's an amazing book.
It is.
But no, she wants to just do the medication. But so that's up to her. I think it's a shame because it's an amazing book.
It is.
You know, you can reverse diabetes, type 2 diabetes.
And now there's so many people taking diabetes medication just to lose weight, which is terrifying for so many reasons. I'm so happy that you were able to, through just good old clean intermittent fasting, reverse pre-diabetes. Holy moly. This is just, I mean, I would ask you if there's anything else, but that seems like, wow, like, can there be anything else? Was there any other non-scale victories? No. That's big. No. These are big.
Only I'm delighted that I don't have any bloating anymore.
That's a non-scale victory, of course.
I mean, I've had the odd day, but that's when I've had really bad food choices. And then it goes. Anyway, it goes in like a few hours. But
I mean, like, those two things alone, you could just float away in your success boat because that is awesome. So awesome. Mm. We talked a little bit about our Facebook group. And what do you feel about community in this world, in this lifestyle? Is community important? Could you do it without your community?
I definitely think I don't think I wouldn't have found the clean intermittent fasting otherwise, would I? I wouldn't have known that clean intermittent fasting is a thing. I knew, everyone's heard of intermittent fasting, mm-hmm. but a lot of people are saying, oh, you can have bone broth and you can have herbal tea and you can have peppermint tea and you can do this, you can have lemon in your water, blah, blah, blah. But you can't.
There is a lot of misconceptions and misinformation about intermittent fasting. And I think that's probably why people, including myself and maybe you, when I first heard about it and I was like, I could never do that. You
Yeah.
know, like I can't just drink black coffee. But the truth is you can, and if it's important enough to you, you will, right? So community is, I feel personally that it's imperative.
It really is. You know, there's people talk about Facebook and all that, and there's a lot of, they think it's all toxic, but there's a lot of beautiful communities in Facebook as well.
I think so.
You know.
I think so too. And I think ours is really, really beautiful. It's really a dedication, a commitment to your health, to yourself, to the rest of your life. And I love that there's so many people on board and that are staying on board. I mean, you've
Yeah.
2 years in.
I'm 2 years in. I think anyone, I would be surprised. I mean, you do hear about the occasional one. I'd be surprised that anyone who had success with clean and intermittent fasting would go back to normal eating.
It's
I
rare.
would be surprised. It's
I would
rare.
say it's a little rare.
I've never, I mean, I'm in it for my regarding my gastric issues. You know, because that's the most important. I mean, like, it was really difficult. Going out, I'll be worried, is it going to happen? You know, and it's the most embarrassing thing in the world.
If you've never had gastric issues and you're listening, then I'm just, you're very lucky. You're a very lucky person for never having, but if you
Oh,
have,
yeah.
you understand
I have
this.
another non-scale victory, but it's also gastric. It's the other end of gastric, though.
Yeah, like
Diarrhea.
IBS kind of stuff. Yeah.
Terrible, and I don't have that either.
That was my issue, is I had IBS pretty bad and
I used to be driving my son to school, and I wouldn't be able to. I drop him, and I wouldn't be able to get straight home without. I'd have to find a supermarket on the way home and run in
that's
because I
not,
couldn't.
oh gosh, that's no way
And
to
that's
live.
the most awful thing.
It's terrible. And I'm so glad that, you know, fasting has corrected that for you. Now you can live a free life and not worry about running
Yeah.
into a grocery store bathroom on the way home. You know? That's not fun ever. Oh gosh.
Not
Okay.
fun at all. God, isn't
Oh my gosh. Carol, this was so much fun. And I am so
it? I loved
grateful for
it.
you to take your time out and share your story with us because really, it's listening to stories like yours that
Absolutely.
inspire people
Yes,
to get
absolutely.
healthy.
I
And that's
love
what we're doing, right? It's amazing. So I just want to end with this. My final question is always, if you could give one piece of advice to somebody out there who's, you know, they're unwell, they're maybe overweight, they're just unhappy with themselves, and they're thinking about it. You know, intermittent fasting, what is one piece of advice you'd give that person to kind of like push them in the right direction?
just do it. Just start with an 8 hour window. Just eight. Because everyone can do eight. Everyone can do like 12 to eight, 1 to 9, whatever it is. Even if you go out 2 to 10, you know, everyone can do it. Just do it. Just start.
Oh, I love it. Just start. There is never a good time. Never. There's never a good time, but there is always a good time to start putting you first, putting your health first, and finding freedom from deprivation and diet mentality. Period.
Yeah,
I love
absolutely.
it. Just start, people. Just start and don't stop. Carol, this was so much fun. Thank you so much for being here and hanging with me. I know we had a little bit of difficulty in the beginning, but we got it through it. And I am so happy. I cannot wait for people to hear your story.
Take care. Bye. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button below. Follow me on Instagram at Clean Fasting Mama. If you would like to hear more on my story or learn more about my personal one-on-one coaching, please visit fastandfabulouspodcast.com. If you're enjoying the show, please leave me a review. Fast on, friends.